It is a blessing to have true Dhamma friends. Birds of a feather flock together. Like-minded people, they always mingle around. Those people who have got inclination towards the Dhamma practice, when they get together, there is a congregation of spiritual values. That's a happy congregation. It's a noble congregation, what we call Kalyana Mittas, noble friends gathering. It's really a blessing to have true Dhamma friends in our life, because they are so influential for our spiritual cultivation. I believe all of you have seen chameleon. Have you? Chameleon is a remarkable lizard in my view. Chameleon can change its color. It can change its color according to the environment that it lives. So if chameleon were to live in a grass patch which is green color, it can change its color to be green. On the other hand, if it were to be on the ground where there is a brownish type of color, it also can change according to that environment, background. Exactly so. Our circle of friends that we associate, they influence us to change, either for good or bad. So choose your friends wisely. The people you choose to associate with will affect you, how you think and what you do in your life. One day, Venerable Ananda said to the Buddha, "Lord, I think having noble friends is half of the spiritual life." The Buddha said, "Do not say that, Ananda. Do not say that. Not half of the holy life is noble friends, but whole of the holy life is having noble friends." So this dialogue between the Buddha and Venerable Ananda can be found in Uppada Sutta. So what Buddha is trying to say, that having spiritual friends, true Dhamma friend, is the whole of the spiritual life. And that's very important. Now, who is a true Dhamma friend? We can look at this from few aspects. Looking at it from one aspect, we can say, someone who understands the Four Noble Truths and dedicate himself to follow the Noble Eightfold Path is a true Dhamma practitioner. He is a true Dhamma friend. If that person not only practice himself, but encourage other human beings to follow the path of the Buddha, he is a true Dhamma friend of yours. And it's a great blessing to have such a human being around you. On the other hand, we also can look at a Dhamma friend who has got these four qualities And then we can recognize him or her as a true Dhamma friends. These are the qualities of faith, morality, generosity, and wisdom. A Dhamma friend who has got faith in the triple gems and firmly rooted in the triple gems and have got unwavering confidence in the triple gems will abide by the Dhamma. And that person will follow the ethical principles. He will refrain from evil, immoral, unwholesome action, and furthermore will dedicate to wholesomeness, to practice good. This is morality. Furthermore, that person has got generosity, generous heart, not self-centered. And because of such generosity, he also not only generous in material sense, and he is also very generous in other aspects in life. He will encourage all his colleagues, friends, to follow the Dhamma generously. He encourages everyone, and he is also very wise, and has got the ability to understand good and bad. Has the ability to see the Dhamma. So this person who has got faith, morality, generosity, and wisdom, and is a true Dhamma friend, will be greatly beneficial in your life. If you have got any, please associate. On the other hand, a true Dhamma friend has got these two dispositions. One is compassion, the other one is wisdom. His or her, all the actions, whether they are verbal or physical, will be based on compassion and wisdom. So, someone who has got these wonderful qualities can be considered as a true Dhamma friends. And we also can ask the question, why do we need them? Why do we want these true Dhamma friends in our life? The reason behind this is very simple. Buddhism is a path of transformation. The Noble Eightfold Path lead us to transform ourselves to become enlightened human beings. The path is specifically designed to uproot greed, hatred, and delusion. These are the blemishes, defilements in the human mind. And it's not easy to uproot them. We are going against human defilements. We are going against the current. So Buddha compared the Dhamma practice is somewhat like swimming against the current of the river, swimming upward in the river. So we are going against hatred, against delusion, and against greed. And we want to uproot them. We want to destroy them completely, perfectly, and permanently. It is not an easy task. We need a lot of vigor. We need a lot of dedication. We need a lot of practice. We need the support of our spiritual friends to do that. At least at very beginning, when someone starts the Dhamma practice, we need the support of the community. When that person is strong in his or her Dhamma practice, then of course maybe that person can function independently. It is like You plant a seed, and then if you do not take care of this seed by providing the water, fertilizer, and sunshine and all this, it will not sprout out to be a plant and eventually grow to be a big tree. So when it is very small plant, you need to take care of this plant. You have to constantly attend to this plant. And only when the plant is bigger and a strong tree, you can leave it to be independent. In the same manner, those of you who introduce the Dhamma to your friends and make sure that you will take care of that Dhamma friends for a period of time, like you are taking care of a plant. Let your friends grow in the Dhamma. Encourage your friends constantly to attend Dhamma talks, Dhamma courses, and practice diligently. It's not easy. We need a lot of courage. In such a Vibhanga Sutta, the Buddha addressing the monks, and he said, "Monks, associate Sariputta and Moggallana, and they are very helpful in spiritual life. Sariputta is like a mother to a newborn baby, and Moggallana is like a nurse, nourisher to a newborn one." What does the Buddha mean here? A baby cannot survive without support of a mother or a nourisher, a nurse. Without their help, it is nearly impossible that the baby will survive. In the same manner, a new Dhamma practitioner, if that person doesn't have the Kalyanamittas, true Dhamma friends around, if that person doesn't get the support, that person may give up, because defilements in our mind are much more stronger. So we need a lot of support. So those of you who are helping the other Dhamma friends to pick up the Dhamma practice, and you must help them constantly until they are independent. Buddha, with this understanding, he set up two communities. Both are spiritual communities in its nature. One of them is the monastic community of monks and nuns. And they get together and they support each other in their spiritual practice. The other community is lay disciples, male and female disciples of the Buddha. They are also encouraged to get together often, especially on full moon days and new moon days, either in a monastery or any other place. And they are encouraged to discuss the Dhamma, practice the Dhamma. So whether we are in a monastic setting or lay setting, we still need our spiritual friends, noble friends. One day, Buddha visited Venerable Anuruddha, who was with another group of monks at that time, and he asked, "Anuruddha, are you all living in peace? In a spiritual community, are you all living harmoniously?" Venerable Anuruddha said, "Mayang banti samagga sammodamana avivadamana kirodaki bhuta anyamanyanam pechakkuhi sampasanta viharama." The Venerable Sir, "Lord, we live in concord, with mutual appreciation towards each other, without disputing with each other, blending like milk and water, seeing each other in kindly eyes, we live in peacefully." So this is the ideal congregation from the Buddhist point of view. Buddha encouraged all of us to understand the Dhamma, practice the Dhamma, live peacefully. So now, if you have such a true Dhamma friends, and You must keep these Dhamma friends. At the same time, you also try to be a true Dhamma friend to the others. Not only you must seek a true Dhamma friend in your life, you also try to be a true Dhamma friend. Then only we can come to win-win situation in this spiritual community. Buddha says, Nidhi nang pavattarang yam passe vajjadassinang Nigahe vadi medaving, tadisam panditam baji, tadisam bajamanas seyo hotina papio. It is possible a true Dhamma friend sometimes will point out your mistake and sometimes might use unpleasant words with compassion, of course, to make you understand your own mistake. And consider such friends as someone who is pointing out a hidden treasure. And this person is trying to shape you up, trying to shine you forth, trying to make you brilliant in Dhamma practice. And if you were to associate such a true Dhamma friends, there's only wholesome benefits. There's nothing harmful will happen to you. So sometimes Dhamma practitioners, if they were to scold us and try to bring us to the Dhamma path, it is of course out of compassion. So you must always exercise compassion and wisdom. So it's great blessings to have true Dhamma friends. To encourage this aspect of Kalyana Mittas, in our classes, at the end of the month, we have Kalyana Mitta Gathering. It's a session for all of us to get together, talk with each other, and of course, you must use the time to strengthen your spiritual bond and to help each other to practice the Dhamma, to share the experiences of your Dhamma practice, then only Kalyana Mitta Gathering can be a truly a blessing for all of us.